The plan to register voters came out of a meeting organized by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and attended by Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Zimbabwe Electoral Commissioners to discuss preparations for the forthcoming referendum and elections. Mr. Chinamasa told journalists after the meeting that they also discussed how the government would pay for the two events.
We have agreed that we should commence voter registration blitz from 3rd of January. We have also agreed that attempts will be made to raise immediately $21 million towards funding the initial steps or processes towards referendum and election. Some of the resources would have to be collected later.
The meeting resolved that Finance Minister Tendai Biti would be responsible for raising funds. Chinamasa's deputy Obed Kutu said the Prime Minister assured them that government would provide most of the funds required for both events.
The money is going to come from government. This government is not as broke as people might think. The Right Honourable Prime Minister did promise, Jack and all of us were present, that the money is going to be largely funded by government itself. At least I can disclose that at least 3/4 of the funding is going to come from the government of Zimbabwe. So plus or minus 1/4 is then going to be outsourced. But the bulk of the funds are going to come from government, treasury.
Gutu said Mr. Tsvangirai and the other principals will meet next week to discuss the issue, after which Mr. Chinamasa and Biti would meet to discuss the funding details. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or ZEC Deputy Chairperson Joyce Kazembe said ZEC has slashed its referendum budget from $105 to $85 million. The elections budget has been revised downwards from $115 to $107 million.
Because there are activities that we thought were going to happen that are not going to happen. That's why the budget has come down from the previous figures. Delimitation is one for the elections, and then the use of the voters' roll during the referendum, which is not going to be needed because people will just present themselves with their identity cards, national identity cards, written citizen.
Although President Robert Mugabe has insisted that elections must be held in March next year, Chinamasa says the dates for both the referendum and the election depend on the completion of the constitution-making process. A committee tasked to resolve contentious issues has deadlocked, but is set to meet again Monday to try and break the impasse. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.